The Foundry, the Buffalo Business Incubator, provides hands-on work experience to city youths. It is also home to entrepreneurial efforts, including Normal Bikes, which is donating one of its creations to help support the Foundry's mission. That's the first subject on today's Press Pass with Buffalo Rising's Jessica Marinelli and Newell Nussbaumer.
Normal Bikes makes wooden bikes, some really sophisticated wooden bikes, bikes that can handle the climate of Buffalo and the roads of Buffalo. And what they're doing right now is they're creating a custom bike made by a special wood. This wood is coming from a felled tree at the Martin Complex.
Okay.
It's a black walnut tree.
The proceeds from this bike go to?
The Foundry.
Okay.
To support its mission of hands-on educational and entrepreneurship programs. Also to note, the tree was a non-historic feeder tree that was removed from the grounds of the Martin Complex during the renovation, but is black walnut, which is kind of different. Usually they use oak to build the bikes, and so this is kind of unique that it's a black walnut. And this special edition will be a one-off called Walnut Urban Scout.
Speaking of making things with your hands, we see a new sculpture at Silo City.
Actually, my wife and I were just driving by one day, and we saw all of a sudden this just gorgeous sculpture. It's a serpentine sculpture, and it traverses another sculpture that was actually already in place at Silo City that's basically the entranceway towards their eco-friendly grounds. The sculpture was commissioned by Rick Smith, owner of Rigidized Metals. It was designed and built by Dylan Burns at University of Buffalo, and it was installed by Josh Smith, who is the director of ecology for Rigidized Metals Corporation. And this team just did a fantastic job.
What's it called?
Riddle Sticks, which is a play on words. A riddle is a wooden mesh tool of the Victorian era used to sift grain. So they're kind of using the history of the grain mills and to play on riddle sticks. And it also, it's meant to be a whimsical element where you can also interact with it, where you could run your hands or an object or a stick or a mallet softly against it, and it will make different sounds.
We have an effort by a young student who is looking to clean up the waterfront.
She's an artist, she's a photographer, and she's an environmental activist. Her name is Alexis Oltmer. She's been spending the last 2 years cleaning up beaches all over Western New York. And she's also organizing about 25 beach cleanups throughout the course of the summer. She's looking for sponsors for all those cleanups. She's going to do them with or without sponsors.
Right.
And these sponsors are basically just people that, you know, businesses, organizations that say, you know, we'll bring the coffee, port what you're doing, nothing too crazy as far as sponsoring one of those initiatives. And the other thing that she does, which is pretty cool, is she takes what she finds, all that debris, she makes art out of it, and she also photographs that art.
In addition to any sponsors, she's also seeking volunteers. People can go to her website, alexisoltmer.com, contact her directly. This is part of a bigger initiative of Plastic Free Buffalo that she is organizing. So this is a great timely action that she's taken to bring awareness to our beaches.
From Buffalo Rising, Jessica Marinelli, Newell Nussbaumer. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.